have on your face? What is that?
What?
What is that?
What are you talking about?
What the glasses you have on.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Well, look at them.
What's wrong with my glasses?
Well, first of all, they're girls' glasses.
Well, they're... Now you're going to Facebook this again.
Keep talking.
Oh, Mike. Look right at me. These glasses come from someone who's passed away, and they were in some items my wife was going through.
But they're...
They're perfect...
But they're reading glasses.
They're right, and they're...
And they're pink.
Well...
And kind of an off purplish and a kind of an off white color.
If you put them on, they're a little scratched too.
Ooh, they're strong too. Wow, how bad are your eyes, Pally?
Yeah, well, they're not getting any better. Not getting any better. So I just grabbed them. They're my extra set in the news center, and I just happened to grab the wrong pair.
They look wonderful. They go well with that sweater.
Thank you.
They look really nice. They go with the KF Joe jacket from 1985 that you had on yesterday.
Thank you, Mike.
Should we do the four-pack? Let's do it, even though I don't have any information with me. I left it in my office, Jeremy.
All the research that you've been doing throughout the day?
All the research I've done, all the funny stories, it's all in my office.
I had a call about a half hour ago from someone who wanted to renew a subscription that we have here.
Okay.
And it's... And it was legit, and for some reason, I think they called the, we call it the switchboard out front, you know, where they plug in and then they unplug and then they connect.
Yes, Lily Tomlin on Laugh-In.
So anyway, they called my cell phone, this particular publication, and they said, hey, we're doing it. So they gave me, for some reason, they gave, your switchboard gave me your cell phone number. I said, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll renew. Yeah, just send it attention to upstairs. And the fella says, geez, I can't wait for 406.
Really?
Yes.
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 That's awesome.
So thank you, Wayne.
So they're listening at the forum. Good. Number four on the 4 o'clock four-pack list today, the top four talk show talkers of the day on this program. Number four, Jurgi.
Yes, Mike.
Here's the note I have, and I have nothing to back it up. Employee calls cops when somebody steals his Jell-O. Whoa, that's crazy.
You know, you just throw these out, and I don't know. You're R&D here.
I know I am, and I R&D'd it.
And
like
now
I
you
said,
have none of your materials. You don't know anything about
talking.
This.
Just keep talking. I'll stolen.
Was this
Jell-O.
Instant, or was this?
Here we go. Hang on. Just keep talking. A Pennsylvania man called police recently to report the theft of his Jell-O. The flavor was strawberry.
It's like the teleprompter's down.
He said, and it wasn't the first instance of fridge theft. He was at work. He's a 39-year-old dude. And somebody stole his Jell-O out of the company fridge like we have here out in our break room.
We have
call
two
it the
of
green
them.
Room.
We have them, two of them.
Well, one of them is a freezer.
No, there's two fridges and one
there
freezer.
Is?
Or is it two freezers and one? No, there's two fridges and one freezer.
No, there's not. There's one fridge and one freezer.
Daniel?
Jurgi's right.
Don't! Anyway, this guy called the cops on somebody stealing his Jell-O out of the fridge.
Well, poor old Peggy last week, our Peggy here at Midwest Communications. She had the, and Marsha used to do it, but she's no longer with us. You know what I mean. She just doesn't work here anymore.
Yes.
But every
she's no longer with
every,
us.
Every quarter or so, they put out the bulletin, fridge to be cleaned out.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thursday. Now, the other day, last week, Peggy, it was like, you got 4 hours. Everything's coming out. And poor old Peggy was in there cleaning out the refrigerators. Now, some of the stuff was way out of date, and this happens frequently here. Do you put food? Well, you got your own fridge.
I have a dorm fridge in my office.
Last time I checked, there wasn't anything in it.
There's one thing in there right now.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold?
It's in a red, white, and blue can, and it's cold.
Oh, I know where it came from.
So do I.
So she's the poor thing's cleaning out other people's. Do people let this stuff happen at home where they have artichokes from July?
That's the thing that always gets me. That's the question I always ask, and you can confirm this with Pinto, because sometimes in the studio, there's stuff
food
laying around on the floor, and there's food left here. And I always ask Pinto, do people do this in their own home? And you ask a legitimate question. Do people leave stuff in their fridge for like 6 months until it smells and gets all spoiled and green and has animals crawling out of it?
I don't know.
The answer is no.
But they do it here.
But they do it here.
Some people do.
And it's wrong.
And there's Jell-O in there from Expiration date is July of 2009.
Jell-O keeps forever, by the way. Jell-O's like a Twinkie. Just keeps on forever. Number three on our list, Jerky. I was able to Google this one because you were talking so much. Thank you. Cleaners in an airplane. You know what they found inside the toilet of a plane belonging to Middle East discount airline Fly Dubai?
Well, I don't know what if we want to talk about that ahead of...
Oh, no, no. They didn't find that in the toilet. They found 280 gold bars worth more than $1 million. In fact, worth almost $2 million. $1.9 million, a 70-pound stash of gold in an airline toilet.
A prince trying to smuggle it or what?
No, it's a public airline. It's
yeah, but I mean, why was it there?
It doesn't say in the Daily Mail of London.
It
was just there. Actually, it's likely a gold smuggling attempt.
See?
The Daily Mail says more than 100 hauls have been seized at the airport just in the past 8 months, netting authorities about 660 pounds of gold and other precious items. So they're trying to smuggle gold around the world to avoid taxes?
I don't know. Your 4:30 guest might have some information on why they would be doing that.
That's a very good point. Because he's in the gold business.
Yes, he is. He's in that line.
He is
so
in that line.
So why don't
line.
You ask him about that? And while you're at it, you could ask about his run for Congress.
We'll start with gold and I have no the congressional
idea. I have no idea. That's a lot of gold to be in the lavatory.
The lavatory, the WC, the water closet. Number two.
Water closet. Go ahead.
That's what they call it in Europe.
Really?
The water closet,
okay.
Yes.
I've never been there.
The bidot. The bidet. Isn't it?
Bidet.
Who's Bidot?
Bidot works at Valley News Live.
No! Does she move her hands around a lot when she talks?
No.
Like some people?
No.
Just asking.
Stop it.
Number two, trick-or-treating jerky has taken a tasteless turn. What are you laughing about with your glasses on? It's taken a tasteless turn. It probably happens every year, but some of the costumes that are already turning up for Halloween include the Kennedys, since it's John Kennedy's 50th anniversary of him being
assassinated. President Obama, I'm sure.
Yeah,
popular one.
But also, like, John Kennedy, like, with half of his head missing.
Oh, no.
Like an assassinated John
Kennedy.
Yes, yes, yes.
They don't have that at
Gonf
displays.
No, they don't.
They would never have that.
Another apparently popular costume is the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman costume. They'll have somebody dressed up as a young black man with a bullet wound in his chest, and then they'll have a guy with his neighborhood security T-shirt on going as George Zimmerman. You condone that action?
No, I don't. No. No. Someone died.
It's not funny, right?
No, it's not. It's not funny. What are you going as this year?
A cranky talk show host.
No costume. You want to wear these glasses?
No. No. I don't want to look like you. Like
don't
that.
I look provocative in these? Or
that'd be one word I'd use. Sure. Absolutely.
You can use them anytime.
Have you ever dressed up in a tasteless Halloween costume?
The last couple of years, I've gone as a beer bottle, and I actually bought me this.
Well, if it's a Miller 64, that's a tasteless costume.
Life-size styrofoam. It's not styrofoam. Foam rubber type beer.
Sure.
And it's easy. You just slip it over and you wear it. And I've gone as a jail inmate. I told that story when I was nearly arrested at Kirby's because somebody hit my car and Moorhead police came and thought I was an escapee, but that's another.
You look like an escapee.
And I've gone as a laundry basket, and that's actually... If you can find a round laundry basket, this is a unique costume that I probably got a couple of years out of it. I got a round laundry basket, cut out the bottom, and then stuffed it with clothes, clean clothes.
Okay, yeah.
And you got clothes sticking out, so you look like a laundry basket. And then you take your girlfriend, your wife, your significant other.
Which one did you take? Your girlfriend or your wife?
They go as a box of Tide.
Okay.
Which I made out of a refrigerator box and painted it orange and kind of logoed it. Looked pretty good. We got rave reviews.
You're pretty good. Rave reviews. I never really got into Halloween.
I can tell. Do you give away candy?
Oh, of course we do. I love giving away candy.
You sit in the house with the door locked, the lights off in the basement.
Nope.
And tell Emma and Rudy and Michelle, shh, shh, shh.
Nope. I know people like that.
It's bowling night.
Nope.
And you're not even home.
I enjoy Halloween. I like having the kids come to the door. I let the kids take the candy out of the big bowl. I say, take some candy.
That's what we do.
They'll take like two pieces. They'll go,
that's what we do.
Are you kidding me? I said, take some candy. And they'll go, oh, okay.
That's what we do. But the last couple of years, we haven't been home. But had we been home, That's what we do.
Number one.
Just a coincidence. We're out to dinner on Halloween.
Colleges study many things. They research many things.
Yes.
Many of it worthwhile, Jerky. You know, they're trying to find cures for diseases. They're trying to make inventions. They're trying to learn things in this big, wide world in which we live. The University of Nebraska decided to find out whether or not it's true that men really do ogle women's bodies.
Ogle or ogle?
Ogle.
Is it ogle?
Ogle. O-G-L-E. Ogle. And so the University of Nebraska put on some sort of eye-tracking technology onto men's heads and then followed them around and had it record where their eyes went. And it's true, Jerky. It is true. Thanks to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, men do ogle women's bodies.
Just passing by, and then it's just, it's a natural tendency, isn't it?
Just like you, like some guys do.
Not with these glasses on.
Nope.
Nebraska Tech's dollars at work.
Going hard to work, yeah. Their football team is crappy, and they're studying whether men look at women.
Well,
good stuff.
Yeah, well, and the conclusions were that, do you have any stats there? Just
you know,
just
I don't.
Because you didn't bring your material.
Right, I'm just quickly.
That didn't surprise me. I mean, it's, you know, I
front their page gazes, news.
Gazes.
Their gazes reacted to photographs of the same 10 women, each with three different digitally manipulated body shapes. Curvaceous, much less curvaceous, and in between. Both sexes, both men and women, fixed their gaze on the women's chests and waists and less on their faces. Those bodies with larger chests, narrow waists, and bigger hips often prompted longer looks.
Okay. All right. Study. It's a study.
Why would you study that?
I don't know.
They can just ask any man. Except for me, of course. Because I only have eyes for one woman.
Ogle.
Yeah.
Ogle.
That's all
it's
I got.
It's fine. It's fine.
I got nothing.
Jared Allen is staying with the Vikings.
Is he staying with the Vikings?
Well, the trade deadline was 3 o'clock Central Time, right?
Yes.
So now I was very concerned because what would I do with my 69 jersey? It would be alongside my 80, 84, 93, 4, and 12 that are obsolete now. Harvin, Favre, Randall, Moss, Carter.
I hate to tell you this.
They're all in the Viking vault.
I hate to tell you this. Jared Allen is not going to be with the Vikings after this year.
Probably.
He's probably gone.
You know, last year, my youngest son, bless his heart, toward the end of the season, he got a deal on a Percy Harvin jersey.
Oh,
and gave it to me.
Great jersey.
Number 12.
He's in Seattle now.
Never wore it.
I don't think he's played for
the Seahawks.
No,
he's in Minneapolis. Harvin. He has not played yet. He's getting close.
Thanks, Jerky. Paul Juergens, nice glasses, KFGO News Director here on the Mike McFeely Show. At 4:35, as Jerky referenced, we will have...